Good evening, this is Awani Delidos at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 1st December 2020. Top stories for today. The main suspect in the robbery and murder case of the former director of the Information Technology Division, Malaysian Agriculture Research and Development Institute, MARDI, Wan Hassan Wan Embong, was arrested this morning. Bukit Aman Criminal Investigation Department Director, Datuk Huzir Mohamad, said the suspect was nabbed with two other suspects, while another suspect is still on the run. This comes after one of the suspects was arrested on Sunday and made a confession in relation to the case. An 8-year-old girl fractured her left thigh after she was flung out of a vehicle which was travelling along the Duta Ulu Klang Expressway Duke and fell from a height of about 15 metres onto a car that was parked at an auto showroom at Jalan Pahang in Kuala Lumpur. Kuala Lumpur Traffic Investigation and Enforcement Department Head ACP Zulkifli Yahya said the girl was travelling in an MPV with her father when he was believed to have lost control of the wheel, causing the vehicle to skid and then rammed into the left side of the road barrier. The free pneumococcal vaccination under the National Immunisation Programme for Children begins simultaneously today at the Ministry of Health health clinics nationwide. The programme, which will benefit 500,000 children each year, would be given in 3 doses, the 2 primary doses at the age of 4 months and 6 months and the PCV booster at 15 months. However, the pneumococcal immunisation schedule would be adjusted for children whose vaccinations have been delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic this year. The Dewan Rakyat today passed the Supply Bill Budget 2021 for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs at the committee stage. With the approval, the bill for 3 ministries have been passed, including the Ministry of Finance and the Prime Minister's Department. Dewan Rakyat Deputy Speaker Dato' Sri Azalina Othman Said, who announced the matter, said it was decided with the support of the majority of members of parliament without going through the block voting process. The governor of Indonesian capital, Anies Baswedan, has been reported to have been tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. In a video posted on his Instagram account, the governor said he was currently asymptomatic and would self-isolate. The 51-year-old is among a number of politicians and officials in Indonesia to contract the virus. China has provided North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his family with an experimental coronavirus vaccine. A US analyst said today, citing 2 unidentified Japanese intelligence, said Hari Kazianis, a North Korea expert at the Center of National Interest think tank in Washington, said the Kims and several senior North Korean officials had been vaccinated. It was unclear which company had supplied its drug candidate to the Kims and whether it had proven to be safe. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.